This podcast was first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South community access radio station. For more information on Fresh FM, as well as links to other great local podcasts, go on our website freshfm.net or download the accessmedia.nz app.
Kia ora, namaskar, and a very warm hello. You are listening to That's Mint by Multicultural Youth Nelson Tasman. We are here at Fresh FM, broadcasting across top of the South on 104.8 Nelson Tasman, 107.2 Nelson CBD, 88.9 Blenheim, and 95.0 Eastern Golden Bay. We are streaming to the planet at freshfm.net and accessmedia.nz app. I hope all of you are having a wonderful day. It is a beautiful weather outside. We feel good. After a long time, we are back in the studio, which is really exciting. The past two shows that have happened are with a recorder. So that was not very... And also on Google Meet. So neither of them were as comfortable as this is right now. But today in the studio, we have me, Nikki, as usual, the wonderful one.
We have Om, like always, sometimes. And we have a new member who's joining us in the studio today.
Very exciting.
Yeah. So, Nikki, do you want an intro?
Yeah. So, say hello to everyone. Oh, say hello, everyone, to Sakshi. Yay!
Hi. Oh, wait, is it on?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Sakshi, and I will be the deputy chair for Mint for next year, 2022.
It is very exciting. Our roles changed during this time because most of our members were leaving for university. So that was kind of sad for us as well. But it's very exciting because Sakshi's with us. A few other members are also going to be joining. So changes are happening, which is really fun. So yes, Sakshi is going to be the deputy chair. And I, Nikki, am going to be the chairperson now. I'm not going to do as great a job as Rasika ever did because she was amazing. But I'm going to try. Yeah, we're going to try. We're going to make it work.
We're going to do great.
Yeah.
I just realized we have like the whole leadership team here.
Yes. So Om also has a leadership role.
Secretary,
which is very important.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, you just bank upon the secretary, the deputy, and the chair. If they don't want to do anything and you're lazy, you just let the secretary handle it. We won't do that. We're not like that.
Really?
Come on.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm very sure.
All right.
So today we just have a chill session. We do not have anyone to interview for our segment because it is our last show for 2021. Woo, excited. But we just wanted to keep it chill and, you know, talk about the many things that have taken place in the time that we didn't record. There were exams and a few other things, which is why we took a huge break. So apologies for that. But we're here now and we're just going to play some good songs because... Last time we didn't have any songs in the last two shows, three shows.
Yeah, it's been tough with
COVID. It's been
Even in the studio, we have to wear masks. But we'll start off with a song, which if I can find it, it's Better by Khaled.
Yes.
See you shine in the night like a diamond you are. I'm good on the side, it's alright, just hold me in the dark. No one's gotta know what we do, hit me up when you're bored. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better. I'm not. But we don't gotta hide. This is what you like out of me. Nothing feels better than this. We say we're just friends, but I swear when nobody's around.
feels better than this. Nothing feels better. Nothing feels better than this. Nothing feels better.
Te reo irirangi o te tau ihu o te waka a Māui.
I never meant to break your heart. Come on. And now I'll let this.
Okay, so you are listening to That's Men by Multicultural Nelson Tasman, which is streaming on Fresh FM. The two wonderful songs that you just heard was Better by Khalid and Up by Demi Lovato and Olly Murs.
Olly Murs, yes.
Yes. This is Nikki, by the way.
And this is on.
Yeah.
So from here, I think we're just going to talk to Sakshi a little bit, mm-hmm. get to know her. So Sakshi, firstly, how are you?
How you feeling?
Yeah, I'm all right. Just a bit nervous, but yeah, I'm okay because you guys are here, you know, holding my hand.
Leading the way.
Yeah, like literally.
It does get, yeah, intimidating to talk in front of a mic, but it grows on you. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Sakshi?
Well, this year I went to girls and I was there year 13, but I have graduated, and next year I'll be taking a gap year, not going to uni, just not studying and anything. And I'll be working full-time, hopefully, and making some money. And then I'll be going to uni after that. So I'll be here next year just, you know, mint, working, mm-hmm. working alongside you guys. Gonna be fun.
Yeah, super fun. Really excited.
Sakshi. So, going back to your background, are you from Nelson or did you move here?
No, I am from Nepal and I came here in like 2013. Yeah, a long time ago. It's like year five. So, yeah, it's like 9 years, nearly 10 years.
Easy.
Yeah.
Cool. So, do you miss home?
Yes. My grandparents from my mom's side, they're back home. So I did go back to Nepal like 2 years ago, but yeah, I still want to go because I was going to go this year, but because of COVID, I couldn't go. So I think I'll be going next year, hopefully, like around October. My mom was planning that, and you know, because the borders are opening, hopefully. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, next year is going to be fun in many ways.
Oh yeah, big time.
So how do you feel about Mint? You getting in and getting the deputy chair? It's really exciting.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure, but but yeah,
it's super chill.
Yeah, but like, you know, you guys are here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to be there.
Yeah. I'm just going to put some pressure on you guys as well.
No, so, yeah. It's going to be fun. We'll be working together closely, chair and deputy and secretary. So it'll be fun. So you have any extra like plans to like get to Mint, get on the table, Mint table, that did not come out right. I'm sorry. Do you have any special ideas that you'd like to bring to the Mint table? Yes.
Well, I think we should just include everyone in like different culture from different culture and like recruit people, you know.
Yeah, important.
Yeah. We don't have, I mean, we do have a lot of cultures within the Mint, but we still need more culture and more diversity. And yeah, that's really important. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to do some. A lot of things to recruit people.
That is true. Yeah. Well, it was really nice knowing your holiday plans. What are yours? What are you going to do in these holidays?
Well, firstly, just work. Start off with first 2 weeks. And then I got accepted on a national aviation course.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm going up to Woodburn Base, RNZAF Woodburn.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to fly planes for 2 weeks.
Wow. That's so fun.
It looks so smart.
Yeah, like an actual plane?
Yes.
Like
a small one.
Yes,
like
small planes. Yeah. Cessna 152s and Tomahawks.
Mm. Wow. That's so fun.
Yeah, he was practicing.
On what?
Simulators at home.
Cool. So everyone has fun things going on. I basically am in the zone where I have to get a job and get a license so that or to get to the point where people already are. So yeah, I'm gonna get a job and work towards my learners. Excuse me, I'm 18, I don't have my learners. So yeah. But fun things also Mint. Obviously I'm gonna do a short course with NMIT. I'm also taking a gap year, by the way, from university. Well, I also graduated with Sakshi this year. So yeah.
Just, have you thought about what course you're going to do?
At uni or no, the short one?
The short one.
I really want to get into like a skill that is really random. So like maybe project management. Mm. I thought was like a fun one you can use. It's a life skill. So it's really fun to have for university, most probably something with psychology, so yeah. BA in psychology or something. Yeah. So yeah, but fun stuff. There are a lot of new things coming up for Mint next year, which I'm really excited for. But something that did take place recently, which is not new and kind of sad, was that three of our really important members left for university. So it was Emily, Priya, and our chair, Rasika. Priya was our social media manager. So we have a new social media manager as well, working with Niksha, which is Esther. So you guys want to tell us what we did for them? We didn't just let them go like that.
Okay, so we had a picnic at Founders Park, right here. And then we bought them keychains.
Yeah.
Yeah, with their names engraved. Cute. It was really cute. And Om got Priya's name wrong. Om. Her last name?
Yeah. Oh, so, no, shame.
Yeah. Tell us about that. How did that happen?
Well, back in the days when I actually got to know Priya, she told me her name was spelled a whole nother way. And I put that in my contacts.
Oh, no.
So then when we went to the engraving place, I took that name and I put it in. So yeah, it didn't.
How did you feel when you gave her the keychain and you found out that, oh, the name's
I
wrong?
I felt so bad.
He was so like, bad. Can I buy you another one?
I was about to go buy her another
one. Can we forget this ever happened?
Yeah. But she's like, nah.
You're so funny.
I want to keep the mistake.
Yeah, but it'd be nice. She can remember you by the mistake.
Mm. Yeah.
That's what I told her. No, I went to her Instagram and her last name wasn't there. And then he just gave it to me and I was like, okay, it's on you if it's wrong. Yeah. And I told him, so.
Oh, well.
But the keychains were really cute. Yeah, I didn't go with these guys to get them. So even I was really impressed with the way you got them.
It was like a hunt. Because we already had like a keychain in mind. Mm. We just had to find the right place.
Yeah.
To get it done.
Yeah. It was fun. We got pizza and we played a few.
A lot. You ordered a lot.
I ordered a lot of pizza.
A lot of pizza.
Yeah. But it's okay because I got to take an entire one home. So yeah, no complaints.
My lap was burning.
Yeah. But it was nice. Pizza, oh, come on. Mm. There's no such thing as too much pizza. Mm. But yeah, we played games. So it was nice. And it was a nice farewell towards all our members. And we wish them luck in university. They will need it.
Mm.
Yeah.
They will need it.
They will.
But all of them are doing such smart courses. Mm. I mean, Rasika's doing health science.
Smart.
For God's sake. Yeah. Someone asks us when you're on the table that what are you doing? So Mean's actually like a gap year, and then Priya's like, I'm doing software engineering, and she's like, oh, I'm doing health science, and the teacher just goes at two very different people right here. So yeah, but yeah, we're gonna miss them.
Yeah, that's okay. Everyone's different.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. Anything interesting in your life just happened, Om, with school? Maybe a position you got.
Very nicely put. Yeah, I just got head boy of 2022 for Nelson College.
Yay!
Thank you. It was very, very nerve-wracking.
Yeah. What was the process?
So the first one came down. It kind of went down to the houses to start off with. So within the house, you had to get into one of the, as we call, tuakana roles, mm-hmm. so leader roles. Mm-hmm. And then from there, you can be nominated to go towards the head boy positions.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down to a vote. Myself and another 7 people got in.
Wow.
And then it went to interviews.
Ooh.
So it was
that
interviews.
That was stressful.
It was. I was shaking.
Oh, no.
Interview with who?
The headmaster, the, I think, acting deputy headmaster, and our dean.
Do you mean principal?
No,
headmaster. Okay. Headmaster and principal are different?
Yes.
Okay.
Dumbledore.
Okay.
Dumbledore.
I can only think about Dumbledore when you say headmaster. Yeah. Dumbledore.
So you do guys have a principal, right?
Yes, I think we've just got another one coming in.
I thought there was the same thing, headmaster and principal.
I think they're different.
No. Oh, well. Okay, yeah, it's different in every school. We don't have a headmaster.
Yeah.
We have a headmistress? One? Mm. Mrs. Hayes? Anyway, so how was the interview?
It was really stressful. I was shaking a lot.
What did they ask?
So they talked about my prior leadership to start off with, because in cadets we learn about leadership.
Mm-hmm,
I went on a course down to Christchurch about leadership, and
wow,
it was a junior non-commissioned officer course.
Okay,
learned a lot. Using that, and even being a coach, for Nelson Boys College volleyball teams, using how like those skills can actually correspond to head boy position.
Yeah, of course they can. Yeah, because both of them are in a way leadership, like you gained skills.
Yeah, you're going to do great.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you so much.
So do you have any changes in mind that you want to bring about to Nelson College?
There are a few. I won't go over the whole list, but okay. I've got one, which is getting the staff more involved with the students and getting
a
lot more of the staff's voice as well. Because at the moment, it is student and then senior leadership voices, not really the whole of staff, I guess.
That is so cool.
That's one of the things I want to get into.
Usually head students are just like, oh, the staff's voices are there. The student's voice is not there. So getting the student's voices up. You're like, the staff's voices needs to be up. Yeah. That's a different thing.
It goes both ways.
Yeah,
it does go. They're still part of the school. Yeah. Still part of the culture.
Hmm, like that.
Yep.
Thank you.
We ready for another song?
Very much so.
I asked too many questions. Om literally gave me a look like, can you please stop it now?
Alright, so we're now going to listen to Speechless by Dan Plushe and Tori Kelly.
You say you'll be down in 5. The smell of your perfume is floating down the stairs. You're fixing up your hair like you do. I know that I'll be a mess the second that I see you, but you won't be surprised. It happens every time, it's nothing new. It's always on a night like tonight. I thank God you can read my mind. Cause when you look at me with those eyes, I'm speechless. Staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless. Said hello, just did something to me, and I've been in a daze ever since the day that we met. You took the breath out of my lungs, can't even fight it, and all of the words out of my mouth without even trying. And I'm speechless, staring at you standing there in that dress. What it's doing to me ain't a secret. Cause watching you is all that I can do. And I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room, I'm speechless.
Speechless.
Standing there in that dress.
Oh, babe.
Girl, it ain't a secret. Cause watching you is all that I can do. Oh, I'm speechless. You already know that you're my weakness. After all this time, I'm just as nervous. Every time you walk into the room.
Fresh FM, radio by, for, and about the top of the South.
We face the music together and throw our hats in the ring.
facing all kinds of weather and not afraid of anything. Hey, when the sun comes up, we'll be on our way, and we don't care where we land. And the waves are high, but we won't turn round, 'cause your hand is in my hand. And oh, you make me feel invincible, 'cause it's you and me, through the wind and hail, setting sail into the world.
Kia ora and welcome back. You're now listening to That's Mint on Fresh FM. We're still back in the studio with Nikki and
yourself,
Sakshi, and myself. Sorry, Sakshi, I forgot your name for a second.
Wow.
My bad.
The songs that we just played.
Oh yes.
just to, if anyone wants to play them, you know.
Yeah, no, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah,
to tell them.
Just to let them know.
Yeah, so we just listened to Speechless featuring Tori Kelly. It's by Dan and Shay and Tori Kelly. And the other one was Setting Sail. It's by various artists.
Yeah.
Gary Clark and John Carney.
It's the starting song of Modern Love, if you know the series. It's a wonderful series. Okay. So I think we're going to come down to some of the things we also discussed yesterday. We all had a meeting yesterday. And we came up with new plans for Mint for next year, which is really exciting. New events, new things we want to change. So as it's our last kind of show for 2021, maybe we can share those with you. So, yeah. Do you want to talk about the video?
Oh, yes. Okay. So, we're thinking about doing a recruitment video, which will be posted early next year.
Very exciting.
It is a big project.
Yeah, it is huge.
Involving, I believe, all our mentees and other communities as well.
Yeah, it's really fun. Whenever you talk about the recruitment video, you know, maybe you guys won't know, but like in The Office, when the dude had to film the show, the video for his office, Michael had to, that's what I always remember. People will get it. They'll get the reference.
Okay.
It was really
fun. I don't get it.
The Office. Yeah. I haven't seen the whole thing.
No, but it's fun. It's recruitment videos are fun, because then people can see what we actually do in action, in like video. Mm-hmm. So Om's going to be like the head of that, because none of us know how to do it.
You don't know how to make a video?
No, I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you do.
I don't know how to add the music and make it on a huge scale.
Yeah, no, I think I'll work along Ari, because he knows how to do this as well.
You can't make it with a phone. You need a specific camera, do you?
No, you can make it with a phone.
Yeah. Wow.
But we're going to use we're going to use some cameras.
I really don't know things about this then.
Yeah, if you're good at it, then you don't need a good equipment.
Well, yeah. So the video is fun. It's going to be our number one task so that we can get it out in the early next year.
Yeah, so probably after we've done filming for the Multicultural Festival.
Yes.
So we'll film some of that and stuff, and once that's done, we'll get it together.
Multicultural Festival, you all know it's a huge thing, and I'm really excited for that. When does that take place? I'm losing the month.
24th of February?
Feb. Oh, that's early.
Oh,
wasn't it April or something last time?
No, I'll find out for you. I'll get in the next segment.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, whatever it is, it's going to be really fun. It's always really fun. It's going to happen at Founders, which is going to be great. And I think it's more interactive this year. No, I think like there are going to be events and stalls where you can actually take place.
So, just figured out, it's on Sunday, March the 20th.
Oh,
so
March.
It's in March. Yeah. So it's the video won't be up till about April. If if that goes ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. But we can just film it and then, you know, add the event.
Yeah, yeah, we could fill the main part and then add like that would work.
We should be done by hopefully the end of March, getting everything done and out.
Be good.
Great. So apart from that, we also have a basic event. That's what I have the name of right now, because it's like the basis of what we want to do further. So we just want to invite people for a movie day that we had last time as well in the library, with food. So that's our entertainment side, but we want people to come and talk about their experiences with racism. We want to get a little serious on this point and ask them what changes they want in their school or like workplace or just the basic community, you know, and ask them their opinions, because it's always nice to know what actually community wants in order to make changes for the community. I said community way more times than I wanted to. But yeah, we are going to come up with a name for that. We're going to do that maybe in the library only, public space. But it's going to be super fun.
Yeah, Om is going to make his cheesecake that he promised for the picnic.
Ooh, which one? Oreo?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, he promised for the picnic and he never bought it.
I hate how I'm being put on the spot for all of this. Like, this was never discussed. It's just...
Oh, now everyone knows. Now you have to get it.
No, I have to do
We're
it.
We're going to post a picture of the cheesecake on our Instagram, so hope to check that out.
Yeah, follow.
Sure, we will. Yeah. Hopefully, it looks good enough to actually post.
No, you'll see on the day of the event, you'll find Om sneaking to Cheesecake Factory trying to get a cheesecake. Yeah, and try to remove.
Like, make me a cheesecake.
It has to be Oreo.
Yeah. But apart from the video and the, I'm so sorry, but the name is just basic event. We need a name for that. Well, we are also going to focus on advertising. Sorry, it was way too loud. Also going to focus on advertising because as a chair now, I want it to be more important on advertising because that is the basis of calling everyone to events and getting them involved. So our social media managers are wonderful too. People who are not here right now, but will be next time, Niksha and Esther.
Hopefully,
yeah. Niksha has already been introduced.
Yeah, so she's already been part of it this year.
But Esther is going to be year 10 next year, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I was having a little confusion. And she's going to make it hopefully next time if she really wants to come in the studio. So she is amazing, really bubbly, just perfect. For social media manager.
And she can roast Om.
Oh yeah, she can roast Om really good.
Yeah.
I love the way you say my name. Om.
Why?
How is it said?
Yeah. Om.
Oh my God.
Om.
It's okay. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Okay, so does anyone want to talk about the new change that we want to make to Fresh FM? Because that is exciting. I can pitch in, no worries.
Yeah,
I will
you
get
go
into
ahead.
It. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, I'll say it. It's okay. As everyone knows, we already have an ongoing segment called Nelson's Journey, which is about interviewing people who have contributed to Nelson and its upbringing, upmaking, development, in one way or the other. So we had wonderful people come in, talk about how they're, you know, making changes, like neighborhood support. We had Anika from there. And we had Will with his Instagram page, which was really inspiring. So a lot of people came in, and that was a huge success, and we would like to continue that. But along with that, just to make it more different, we also want to... firstly, we would be branching out to Spotify. We hope that we can get a different kind of segment going on there. Am I saying this right?
Similar, but
yeah.
Yeah, so we just want like a podcast going on Spotify as well, and we are just gonna pick one topic for one segment and just talk about it. So it could be about books, TV series, or just like, you know, stereotypes. And we're from different cultures, so that's a benefit. We can just talk about
bunch of stuff,
bunch of similarities, differences in our cultures. So I think it's gonna be super fun.
Yeah,
we have already done this here as well, but it's gonna be a little bit different.
Yeah, it's not confirmed yet.
Not confirmed, definitely not. But we are hoping.
Yeah.
And using just Fresh FM as a base to talk about more serious issues as well that occur, mental health, racism, addiction. There, like, so many things. What are you trying to tell me?
COVID.
Oh, so what?
COVID.
It's a mask. he was motioning to my mask, and I was like, "Is it not right?" But COVID. That's just like, understood, very obvious. But yeah, things that affect youth, and we need to like bring it more to attention because we are a youth organization. So, yes. Oh, do you guys want to talk about cultural conversations?
You were part of it?
I'll talk about that.
Yeah.
This is not something that we're doing. This was something that just went by.
I think it was last Thursday.
Yes.
It happened. It was an event held by Tanya in the cultural conversation space in Morrison Square. It was just the community could come in and ask us a bunch of questions. It was hosted by Astrid and filmed by Darcy.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be up, I think, on their Facebook page soon. It was just a bunch of questions asked to us and about our time in Nelson and Bria's transition over here.
Yeah.
My experiences just around Nelson as well. But it was good. We got a lot of tough questions asked, but I feel like a lot of people got a lot more informed about the youth perspective as well.
Did they bring up any questions related to, like, if you faced any, like, discrimination or stuff like that?
Racism was brought up.
I think that's... people try to jump around that corner and not, like, address that issue, but it's very important to talk about it.
It is.
I'm really happy that they did. I couldn't attend, but I would have been happy.
Yeah, no, it sucks she attended.
Yeah.
I was there, front row.
She was with a former member, Elise.
Yes.
So Elise actually asked a lot of questions that was really, really informative as well.
Wait, so it was you, the public could ask questions as well? Yeah. Oh, I thought it was just the host.
No.
Oh, okay.
So just many members of the public came in.
Oh, nice. Now I feel bad I missed it. But it's okay.
That's okay. You're getting
ready.
Hopefully next time. Yes. Mm-hmm. We, similar to that, we also want to take upon spirited conversations for next year. And we will film it, so we can also stream it online. So Spirited Conversations was supposed to happen this year, but because of COVID, it couldn't. So next year, it's just like cultural conversation, just like how Om described it. Just way more people than just two people on the stage. And a lot of more questions that can be asked. So it's very similar. I don't know why the name is different. But yes, so... Yeah, we're going to spruce up our Instagram account, which I'm very excited for. We need more jazz. Jazz?
I feel like I'll...
Glam?
Yeah, spice glam? It up.
What is the word?
spice
it up.
Yeah. You need to spice up, yeah.
Jazz. I spoke like an 80-year-old. Oh, you need more jazz.
That's so mean.
No, like, you know, jazz is kind of the word that, like, that generation says more than us. I don't want to be mean. But,
spruce it up.
Yes, spruce it up.
Yeah.
We're gonna add more highlights, more posts. I know you guys love our posts. I know it. I just know. You don't even have to tell me. You just wait for when we post and like put stories on. I know we're amazing. Okay. I think I spoke way too much.
You're good. We love hearing your voice.
Thank you so much.
Sakshi, do you wanna talk about the primary school thing that we're also
talking
about?
So, it's okay. She's going blank. I'll help her.
My brain just froze.
Do you still want boba?
So, yes, she's craving boba. So, maybe that's why. So, yesterday we were discussing how it's very important to get the positive values like respect, kindness, empathy imprinted in the minds of young kids from early on. So... we want to take this initiative of going around in primary schools and conducting workshops where we could, you know, help kids understand how important these values are and what actually they represent in life. and, like, you know, using books and poems or, like, you know, fun ways to let them know so that they don't feel like they're being lectured, because that is never fun. And yeah, so we don't have a name for this either, but it's just like an idea that we want to work on. And maybe we'll hit up like Nelson Intermediate or NCG's primary.
Yeah, we can start in primary.
Yeah, so that's an idea.
Yeah, I remembered everything after you started speaking.
Yeah, oh my god. I just went on. I should have been like, okay, this is it. Now you say. Yeah, but yeah. Okay, so we have just gave you a little draft of what we want to plan for next year. Obviously, we'll go more into it. But I think it's time for songs again.
Yeah.
Songs are so good today. We have an amazing list.
Yeah, it just came off our playlist.
Yeah.
I think we're just too bored and started listening to a bunch
of good
songs. Also,
because the last two ones... Oh, we're going to talk about our last two shows because they were amazing and huge. We had... We're not going to say now, but you must have heard it. But we didn't have any songs there, so we're covering up for that. Hit it.
Hit it.
I'm topless, walking in the front line with no ammo. I know I'm a cash shot, but I still go though. Go hard, go hard, go hard in beast mode. Yeah. All I wish the clock be ticking in slow-mo. In a room with no exit, not expecting things to be like this. Time keep passing by, I'm just gonna slowly close my eyes. Can't be fun out, I'm a day. Just hoping you'll be come back to my life, come back to my life. Live off, live off, cause you're mine, oxygen. Live off, live off, cause you're mine, oxygen. Live off, cause you're mine, oxygen. Live off, live off, cause you're mine, oxygen. Dive so deep in the ocean, ain't no life as protection, 100 meters down below. Even when it's 100 hours long, nothing matter anymore when I went down there. Staying by my side, we could conquer, Maybe I could be your Aquaman. Underwater, we could travel everywhere. Riding on the road, ain't got no traffic light. Vibing out on and on, be my Mrs. Right. Deep in your shadow to dive. Watch you to bleed in my life. Cause I live off, Live off, live off, cause you're mine, oxygen. Live off, live off, cause you're mine, oxygen. Live off, live off, cause you're mine, oxygen. Live off, oxygen.
Are you a friend of Fresh? Join today and help support your community access radio station. Details on freshfm.net.
Come Listen online anytime. Freshfm.net.
Yeah. Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Ain't it thrilling? Don't you know? Get
the chili.
Here comes Santa Claus.
We're from the play, the Eskimo way, walking in the winter wonderland.
Once upon a time in the LBC, Santa came up missing, he was sitting by a tree. His reindeers was near, but they leader wouldn't leave. So I took the lead, now as we proceed. This ain't for no mistletoe, but you need to listen, y'all. Just in case you didn't know, I call this my Christmas flow. I can take you higher and higher, chestnuts roast on an open fire. Gone away, think that's what the song says.
Gone away, it's the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in the winter wonderland. Walking in the winter wonderland. Ho, ho, ho.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to That's Mint on Fresh FM. The three songs that we just listened to were, I believe, hold on one second, Winter Wonderland / Here Comes Santa Claus by Snoop Dogg and Anna Kendrick. The other one was Oh Gujaria?
Yep, by the movie Queen.
Bollywood song. Totally amazing.
Watch and it. The yeah, first it. One was... Was it Speechless? I think it was Speechless.
Yeah.
By Dan and Shay and Tori Kelly.
Yep. So, we had a blast. I think the Winter Wonderland one was really fun to listen to. But now we're going to talk about the two very amazing interviews we had in the past. So one was with, oh my God, Rachel Boyack, our lovely MP of Nelson. And one was with Priyanka Radhakrishnan, who is the Minister of Diversity, Inclusion, and Ethnic Communities. So it was completely an honor to interview both of them. I was the one who took both of them because of some reason I was only available to. Okay. Yeah. And one was done online with the minister. It was done online, so I met her through Zoom. And with Rachel, I went over to her office and I did it on a recording thing. So that was really fun. I couldn't add any songs in it, but that's okay. And I gotta say, they kept it so chill for me. I was so nervous the entire time. So it was really nice that they made it like a chill environment. And they gave us some great answers for all the questions that we wanted to ask them. So yeah, and I'm just really happy that we got to branch out, you know, our interviews to such higher authorities, like, because we, like, everyone's important, mm-hmm. in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Every interview, every story, every experience, every contribution is important, but just to know from, like, the parliament what ideas they have for Nelson, you know, what views they have.
Yeah.
It was really exciting. I feel really bad no one could be a part of that, but it's okay. We will get to do more interviews like that on a higher level, where I won't be the one talking the most.
Just before we carry on, I do want to say congrats to Nikki as well, for applying for the youth MP and getting selected.
Thank you.
At the top.
Thank
I think
you.
It was top eight?
Top seven.
Top seven.
Yeah. So of course, Will Irvine was the one who got youth MP, so special congratulations to him. Yes, it was a complete privilege to speak amongst everyone. It was really nice. So you can check out the Youth MP thing on the Instagram of Rachel.
Yeah.
Great.
What a show.
It has been an amazing segment, hasn't it? We introduced Sakshi. We had some great songs. I think it's a great way to end 2021's journey with Fresh FM.
It is.
And start a really new one next year.
Yeah. You guys both looking forward to Christmas?
Yes, yeah. For sure. Yeah,
any plans?
The tree is amazing.
Yes,
out there. Yeah.
In town, beautiful.
Oh yeah, that.
Yeah,
Thursday night. Oh, that was a good night.
Yeah. The photos are bomb.
The photos of Om in front of the tree. Oh, masterpiece.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
It still hasn't posted though.
I haven't. No, I don't.
I haven't either, but it's okay. We are lazy people. Okay. But yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. And in advance, Happy New Year. We will come back with our show where we will be all sharing ideas about New Year as well. But yeah, stay safe. Still COVID times, so please wear your masks everywhere. Have your vaccination passes. Very important. I don't know why we didn't talk about this more. But vaccination passes, get them from any pharmacy or your health clinic. I don't know.
That's the vaccines, not the passes.
No, you can get your passes from there as well.
You get them emailed to you.
I got them from a pharmacy.
Oh, okay.
Like the actual pass itself or like the card?
No, the pass.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, stay safe and have a wonderful Christmas and a new year. Hope you have lots of prosperity and happiness with
Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas. Family. Christmas vibes with your family, friends, you know, just be safe and enjoy the time.
Sweet. Just one more thing for everyone who hasn't had their vaccination passes.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to mycovidrecord.health.nz, put all your information in, and you can get your vaccine passport there as well.
Yeah.
Very easy.
Yeah. It takes about 5 minutes.
It was very.
You need a form of ID. That's it.
I didn't have ID. That's why I had to go
to
the pharmacy. Mine was a different case, but listen to Om. That's how you actually get it. Yep. But yeah, I think we are done here. It was so good to talk to you guys again. And thank you, Sakshi, for coming along.
Thank you.
So excited to be working with you.
Yeah.
Hope you didn't think this was too crazy, or we're fine.
No, we're good.
Yeah,
it's a really, really chill time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is chill. Yeah, and I'm way more mellowed down on other days. Today I just had way much more energy because of in the studio. It's always too fun.
Yeah, it's always good to be back.
It is. Yeah, but we are looking forward to our plans next year, and hope you guys have an amazing time. So just once again, you are listening to That's Mint by Multicultural Youth Nelson Tasman, streaming on Fresh FM. This is Nikki.
This is Om.
And this is Akshi.
Okay, peace out.
Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast available by funding the Access Media Project. Other great podcasts from Fresh FM are available through the accessmedia.nz app or our website freshfm.net.